Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
It's hour five of the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. We are live at Tolbert Garage Door in Mesquite, the best place for your garage door needs here in North Texas. Salute to Colby for having us out. Okay, it's time now for an audio celebration of the Cowboys game day that was, in all of its glory and disappointment. Here to deliver the highlights, Woolchuck and Chiafalo.
All right, let's do this. It wasn't the game we wanted, and it wasn't the game we deserved, but it was the game that we got. And we're going to relive this thing, all right, in the only way we can, post the Cowboys game day here on 105 through the Fan with a new edition of Two Guys, One Booth. Oh, let's do that other thing, Eric. Let's do it now.
All right, here we go. We start with allegedly Brad Sham being totally shocked.
Pass interference. Yep. Offense number 87. This penalty is declined. It's fourth down.
I didn't see that.
Whoa.
I did not see that.
Okay, so I don't believe we're going to be going in order here chronologically. Okay,
this is going to be chronological. This is just whatever.
It's going to be a hodgepodge of whatever took place. So I'm guessing that's the Ferguson one.
Yeah, it's the one where he probably pulled swim through. Yeah.
Do you think it was that, or was it the?
I still think that was a bunch of bukkake.
No,
interesting use of that term.
I agree.
What do you mean?
I was waiting for somebody to
the pass interference.
Well, the safety at first, I think we weren't sure, were we going to get the benefit of that call, and then we did get the benefit of that call. But either way, it probably was the pass interference call.
Yeah, that he pulled through. Yeah.
Because ultimately, I still think it was a bit...
He pulled him.
It was garbage.
It was shocking.
It was garbage.
All right.
I love this next one here, Woolchuck. What does the next one read?
This one is just titled "Broke His Ankle,"
and it's unfortunate because you don't know which play this is.
Oh, this
could be a number of plays.
This sounds like Bland. Maybe?
I'm guessing Bland, but it could be Murray.
But it could be Murray.
Yeah.
Hell,
could be like five different dudes.
Revel.
I saw a little check down.
Oh, he broke Murray's of his ankles.
Oh, Murray got lit up by Deck on the previous play, and now. Yeah, both ankles broken.
Yeah, and then
Trainer. Shout out to Babe. There.
Yeah, Babe's medical ankles. Eyes, professional medical eyes
it's
on that.
It's embarrassing watching him play, yet he's playing with physicality and they like him. Mm. The ineptitude of this freaking football team.
That was the first drive of the game. That was a tone setter where it was like, oh no, Jahmyr Gibbs is about to probably embarrass all 11 of these guys at some point.
Well, it started off, him and Logan Wilson, the alternate series. So it was touchdown, then a stop, then a touchdown, then a stop. And I'm thinking, well, when Murray's on the field, they're scoring. Then it turned out to be whoever's on the field, they're scoring. Yeah. So it didn't freaking matter. But Kenneth Murray.
What'd you guys think of what Nick Harris was telling us earlier, though, that they're working on Overshown being a green dot guy?
That makes sense. He's going to be your guy for the future.
So yeah, what would be the configuration there?
Not playing particularly well, though, right now.
No, last night was bad for him, but, you know, we'll give him some grace.
No.
Better than the other guys. Still your best
absolutely,
linebacker. Yeah.
Absolutely, but, yeah, we I think the bar was so high for him coming back.
Yeah, it was.
Maybe
expectations
unrealistic on our part.
This defense needs a Sonny Styles, man.
Man, I'm all for Sonny Styles.
Or I guess
Jack Campbell.
Jacob Rodriguez,
baby. Let's go Jacob Rodriguez.
See him firsthand at AT&T.
Anthony Hill Jr.
Hey, playing at AT&T Stadium tomorrow. Jacob Rodriguez.
Might as well just stay there.
Yeah, let's just get comfy.
Just go ahead and take up a locker.
Let's draft Witten's kid right out of high school.
Integrity.
Not a bad idea. Not a bad idea. Speaking of drafting, I don't know where I'm going to go with this.
Yeah, I was wondering
just,
as well.
I tried to think of something. I can't in the moment.
It's Friday. It's late.
I'm trying to get the hell
out of
here.
You're buzzing on some Cosm.
I'm ready for
North Texas
football. I can't believe they're playing on ABC tonight in a conference championship game in front of the world. Just don't embarrass us. Who's single?
Skipper again is eligible on 1st and 15.
You mean he's single or?
Stewart.
Is Babe curious? Is Babe trying to find out for himself?
Babe, man.
He's single.
Oh, gosh. I love how Babe keeps it light. That is
you got to,
that's
man.
Pretty good.
Man, I love their interactions. And Brad got some good TV time last night. You see that in the pregame show? He was talking with Man Campbell.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He was
just like in the background?
Yeah, doing the – yes.
Okay.
Yeah, like – It was the foreground, actually. It was zeroed in on Sham talking with Campbell.
Oh, that's cool.
As the guys were talking
and
stuff,
so it was
pretty cool.
Was he wearing the fedora?
Forget.
I don't think he wore the fedora last night in the pictures that I saw, but it is a good look.
Maybe that's why we lost.
I've decided if I am reincarnated, I want to come back at least with Dan Campbell's voice. You know, I'll take his height, weight, speed, and all that.
What about his teeth?
I mean... no comment. Are they jacked up?
They're the perfect set of teeth for him.
Yeah,
you know what
okay.
I mean? Like he's biting kneecaps. You know, he's like sort of
like
somebody's animalistic.
Chewing on logs.
Yeah.
Dan logs Campbell sounds like a middle school crossing guard.
No question.
Get over here, come on. Get this way, get on there.
Stop. He's passionate, man.
Yeah.
All right.
He's close to Bob Ryan.
Someone had their first 100-yard game.
Well, he's pushing up against 100 yards. He's got 95
yeah,
tonight.
Yeah.
That would be his first 100-yard game.
Since he got 114 against the Jets.
Oh, excuse me. Yep, you're exactly right. Sorry.
Yep. <my bad. laughs> Oopsies, we forgot Flannoy had one of these before.
We'll get it sorted.
Good save.
That's
a good teammate right there. Brad just holding Babe accountable. Now, which way are they going here?
Daniel Thomas, he came, looked him right in the eye, and he said, I'm coming for you until right now when I'm going to turn that way.
It
didn't work. That was so
a little
funny.
Unusual, yes.
That was funny.
That was funny. Who's Daniel Thomas?
Who is Daniel Thomas?
I don't know if Brad knows.
Did he say Daniel Thomas there?
Yeah, did he make up a name?
Can we just hear that one more time, Lucius?
Daniel Thomas, he came, looked him right in the eye, and he said, I'm coming for you until right now when I'm going to turn that way.
That was a little unusual.
Safety.
That was funny.
That must have been Turpin's final return.
There we go.
He tried to create a little bit of a
safety number
scene
two.
For himself.
Yeah.
That could have been on Masterpiece of the Week, I think.
Yeah, it absolutely could have.
All right, let's go ahead and ask the question. Is it just your imagination?
I hoped it was.
Excuse me. Is it my imagination or is Sam Williams playing better?
Sam Williams is playing much better.
Okay.
It's not just your imagination.
Well, because sometimes it runs away with me.
Oh, there he goes. He finished the line.
Yeah, that was understated and well done by Babe.
That was very good. That was a good back and forth there. Guys, don't get fooled by the Sam Williams playing better. I'm telling you, okay?
Hating.
I'm just a guy that's watched him play his entire career.
Okay.
Is that a shovel in your back pocket because you're looking dug in?
I'm very dug in. Sam Williams ain't good. I don't want him here.
Cowboys want you on their scouting staff if you don't update your evaluations but every 5 years.
Do you think Jerry's got a good eye for scouting? Then you love Sam Williams. All right, let's get a long way to go from here.
Good comeback.
Second down, and from here to Hamtramck.
I don't know where it is, but I know it's a long distance.
A long way away.
Hamtramck.
I didn't get that reference.
I think he's probably a Michigan.
Is that what that is?
Probably so. Let's look it up. Carry on, boys.
Maybe it's where the hotel was.
I don't know. Maybe. That would make some sense.
There was a funny line when I was driving home about Brad Sham's Uber. I don't know if it'll be.
Oh, did he get an Uber to the stadium?
He got an Uber. No, they went to see a Pentatonix or something like that. Okay. He said his Uber driver just had no idea about any type of geographical question.
They were asking if their location was close to Joe Louis Arena.
Yes.
And the driver was like, I've never heard of that place.
Yeah.
Because they're like, do you know who Joe Louis is?
Yeah.
It's not called Joe Louis.
It's not called Joe Louis anymore.
And it hasn't been for a while.
Is it Little Caesar's place now?
Yeah.
I'm surprised they have enough money considering how much they charge for their pizzas.
Well, they are the official pizza of the Cowboys.
No,
the NFL, excuse me.
As a family who does a little Caesars from time to time, it ain't $5 anymore.
Yeah, you got to chill, Dawson.
Not really. $5 anymore, my friend.
Dude, that's not grass fed.
Inflation got to Little Caesars.
What are you doing?
It's just a late night run.
Is it more expensive than Chuck E. Cheese pizza?
Absolutely not. No, I had Chuck E. Cheese pizza not too long ago. They are very expensive. They are serving you up gourmet prices. You're like, damn, for real, bro?
What the hell? $35
for this large is what you want?
Oh,
what?
Whoa.
They're not playing, dog.
Whoa.
Okay, we're not going to Chuck E. Cheese.
No, I think
I probably paid
in
$27. I walked in and got it to go for $27, bro.
Dang.
A large, fam.
That's ridiculous.
Okay, yeah, that is. I mean, it is fire, though, right?
It was great.
It's been a long time.
It's a good ass pizza.
It's been a long time, but the memories are good.
Okay, let's see here. We got a partridge. We're doing pear tree stuff, boys.
Jim Maurer, the head athletic trainer, talking to him.
Yeah, they have three trainers, two doctors, and a partridge and a pear tree. All
did you ever have any of
no,
that?
No, I did not. Did not.
You've been in the hospital and not had that many people.
I would get the intern.
Go check on Babe, please. Okay. Where did the partridge and a pear tree originate from?
It's a song, right?
Yeah.
12 Days of Christmas?
Yeah, you know, I know that part, but what is the partridge in a pear tree?
It's a bird. Yeah, I don't know
two
why.
Two turtle
at all.
Doves. Whatever. Yeah, you get
a couple French hens or something.
Yeah. Two turtle doves.
It was the 19th century.
Partridge in a pear tree.
Yeah, I think that's pretty much the best explanation.
Yeah.
It was the 19th century.
So, Fiddle on the Roof
so
guy
clever.
Came up with it, something like that.
If I were a rich man. All right, let's go pull their heads out of their ears.
Well, again, they have to have some head removal from narrow venues.
Head removal from narrow venues.
Wow. Okay. So
heads up the Reister.
He painted the picture.
That was impressive. Yeah.
Without really Reister? Saying it.
Yes.
Yeah.
That could have slipped right by.
It's a wordsmith for you.
Yeah. That was good. Nice work, Brad.
That
Sham.
Was good, Brad.
Okay. Now we are getting to the portion of the program where we are rewinding all the clocks.
It cannot be recovered by a teammate forward. The ball is back, brought back to the spot of the fumble. It's first down, Dallas. I'm going to wind all clocks right now.
All clocks, all around the world.
Watches, everybody. Wind.
And they didn't wind the clocks, did they?
No, they effed it up again. That crew is so bad.
Yeah, they were awful last
night.
Gosh,
they're a bad officiating crew. Sean would be ashamed.
Frustrating to watch.
I was bummed for Tyler Smith. He was Johnny on the spot. I was like, what's this rule?
I was surprised at all the players not realizing the rule. Like, you can't fumble the ball forward and expect to gain those yards.
Yeah, I mean, I liked it that he did.
It's the holy roller play.
Absolutely.
Thank God he fell on it.
That he fell on
it. It wasn't going to be a touch. I wish it was. We needed all the damn help we could get.
At least they ran it in with Javonte.
It would have been cool to see just a big man TD versus the Lions. You know, which is something that they specialize
rubbing in their
in.
Face. It sounds like they really hate us listening to Bobby.
They do.
They have some real venom towards us.
Just like their fan base?
And the people that work there.
That
like
might have been the difference last night.
Bobby said the fans, I mean, the staff like there the really staff hate. Was rude. Very not helpful at all.
Unaccommodating.
Hmm.
Well, we'll see. We'll spit in their food when they
that
come
to too.
Town next time.
Even that.
Yeah.
JFK hate left over, you think?
Oh,
that was more of a Cleveland thing.
Cleveland rocks.
Cleveland, this one's for you.
WMMS.
Just go straight to the loins.
John Hockley, by the way, came from the loins of Ed Hockley.
Okay. You always have to go right to the loins. Sean, you want to turn your mic on for us?
That's your call, sir. He's called Tails.
Sean stinks. I really
That's
can't stand
that. Nepo baby.
He did not earn this. You know, it's all because of his dad's biceps. Just because you came from that nutsack doesn't mean you're a good ref.
Whoa.
Or testicles.
Whoa.
Trying to get us fined and thrown off the air?
He is, late in the day.
Hey, I didn't know you couldn't say that.
You can have a coach ball sack, but you can't do this nutsack thing that you're
What do you mean you can't say
ground.
That? Who told you that?
Yeah, come on.
Yeah.
I thought I read the FCC
rules. We're the Nut Sack Show of Record.
We got like all kinds of nut milk going on.
It's a medical term.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank God.
There
miracle
we go.
Of life.
Woo! I was right.
All right, we close it down here with tell them how you really feel, Brad Sham.
Off to his right, Turpin at the 10. Up the left side, makes a hard right at the 20. Finds a seam, 25, 30. Flag is down, 45, 50. It's coming back. Another special teams penalty by the sloppy coverage teams of the Cowboys. They are playing poorly tonight.
Yes, Bobby posted 24 penalties on kickoffs.
To a game?
Yeah. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, that's just not good enough. Nick Sorensen, maybe there's a reason San Francisco let you go.
Oh, yeah, I think that's a good discussion. Like, is Sorensen the guy or is Eberflus the guy?
Did you ever think we'd miss Bones?
Still don't miss Bones.
No?
He'd probably still have Greg Zuerlein kicking.
I didn't feel like we were talking about the coverage units with Bones. It was just like, why the hell did you go for a fake here, Bones? He was just had a little too involved, much involvement.
He'd still have Zuerlein
the actual
here.
Coverage, yeah, well. No, Bones found Aubrey.
Did he
find Aubrey?
Or did Aubrey find Bones?
I'm just thinking of Zuerlein kicking that ball and starts like 20 yards outside. He comes back.
It looked like my slice in a golf game.
Oh, my gosh. It's no good. No, it's good.
Yeah. Just be happy there's not million-dollar homes sitting on each sideline. Zuerlein's insurance would be through the roof.
Man, you remember those kicking tryouts they were having in Oxnard? They brought in, like, that tech kicker, Garabito.
Garabito.
I mean, it was bad. I thought we were all going to get nailed with balls.
Yeah, in the first couple weeks of practice, Aubrey wasn't good.
Yeah. No, he was not. He was
just as bad as the Garabito. And then they got rid of him, and then all of a sudden he was a gamer. Yeah.
I think anybody who found Aubrey, I mean, he went to Plano. He played in the FC Dallas Academy. He was living here. He wanted to be a Cowboy.
Notre Dame Fighting Irish. Yeah, he did.
Don't want to give him credit for anything.
Reverse that vasectomy again.
Screw you, Bones.
I mean, the real problem was Mike McCarthy empowering him so much.
No, that was he's a good special teams coach, but that was the issue. He had too much set.
Did he really reverse his vasectomy?
Yeah, he had a whole Hard Knocks story about it.
What Knocks?
Hard Knocks. Maybe it was flaccid.
All right. It is the G-Bag
Nation.
Oh,
I can
here.
Confirm. In that vasectomy room, you are cold and you are embarrassed.
Are you embarrassed?
Yes.
They engineer the perfect situation to make sure nobody gets aroused at a time like that.
Yeah.
It's all man.
Seriously, it's awful.
All right, we got a sports hodgepodge coming up.
My wife wanted to go in and watch. I'm like, this is not a time for this, okay?
I ain't no.
Yeah, it sounds uncomfortable in a lot of ways.
We prep our bodies with a Friday news.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo.
I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Here we go. Welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan, and we're live at Tolbert Garage Door in Mesquite off the toll road. And a salute to Colby Tolbert and his staff for hosting us today. It's been an enchanted afternoon and evening talking about the football game and the Cowboys, where we go from here, what's next. And it's not over. Okay, Chiefs got a football Friday news dump for you here. And segments brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. It's the Frankels, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. And here's Eric with that news dump.
Man, I'm a little disappointed because I was excited to read through the tweets here that Wolchuk got into it with G-Bag National last night.
He says he wasn't. He says he doesn't listen to the show.
Oh, but okay.
But he clearly does listen to the show. He was just embarrassed. Was he embarrassed?
Some type of slapping you around. And
I was waiting for him to show up.
I know. But he's deleted it. Because I saved it, and then I went back, and it's deleted. So.
Is this post-game show stuff?
No, this was during the game.
Just tweets. Wolchuk was tweeting about Pickens, right? Your frustrations with Pickens.
Yeah, I said the Steelers' Pickens showed up.
Hmm.
And this dude...
one night only.
This dude was not happy about that.
And you challenged him to a fight?
No, he said he would show up and slap me in the face at our next remote, and I said, I can't wait.
Oh,
it was great, dude. It's like we were back on the beach in Oxnard. Yeah. You know, Wolchuk, it was a couple of whiskeys deep, and he was not worried about it.
It was a lot going on.
Couple, two, three, four, five, or six. Okay, so
that pizza was so good.
It's quite a reaction off to just saying table. Steelers Pickens showed up. You know,
well, it
seems like a very reasonable take.
Yeah, I mean, but he did not like that. He's like, oh my gosh, this guy's been so good. He used the R word. The Cowboy fans are all, you know, R words.
Schmarted.
You know, yeah. And I was just like, okay. I mean, I think he's been awesome this year, but it's pretty true. He's had a bad night, you know.
What did you guys think about the safety, not a safety?
You know what, Terry McCauley, the official, I wouldn't want to be one of those officials.
Well, Terry McCauley was saying that they shouldn't have called the Jake Ferguson OPI.
Yeah, well, Brian thinks they should have.
I know.
No.
I can't wait to talk about that.
He's been a Lions radio Ferguson. Guy the last 2 days.
Yeah, me and Dan Miller.
Yeah.
But
they go way back.
The
safety, what'd you think?
I thought the ball outside.
Was out.
I thought it was outside.
Okay, good. Yeah, yeah. I'm in agreement. It was amazing.
When the first contact happens, like that's where the – quarterbacks are protected in a different way. First contact is where they're down.
It's like the forward progress aspect of it all.
Right.
Yeah.
But Terry McCauley, wake me up when one of those referee dudes get it right. Mm. That they give money to travel around with them and say, Terry, what do you see? And then
was he saying it should be a safety?
He was thinking that it should have been a safety. Yeah. He said it's gonna be hard to overturn this one.
These rules experts are disappointing.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Wake me up when one of them is right.
Isn't it Pereira's kind of the gold standard, right?
Pretty
isn't,
good.
Blandino's pretty good,
Dean's
too.
Good, but I guess like Dean never was a ref. He was just the head of officiating. That was also something they made sure to remind me.
But they can't tell either. Like, they can't give you certainty. They're just like us going, well,
I'm just telling you, the last interception where the ball was taken from Flannoy, that to me looked like the ball was moving. When it was going,
when it hit the ground, the ball.
I thought that's incomplete. Ball moving, hitting the ground. I think because the Cowboys were down double digits, the referee said let it fly.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah, I never saw the replay. I turned the TV off immediately.
Jacob Rodriguez just won the Butkus Award.
Best defense? Is that best linebacker?
Best linebacker.
Best linebacker. Mm-hmm. Wow. Good for him, dude.
Future Cowboy.
Especially when you consider, I mean, he's had an unbelievable year. I don't know if he's the number one linebacker in the draft class.
No, I think he's probably going to be a day two pick.
He had
maybe
a
you can
great
back
season.
What kind of linebacker is he?
He's an inside linebacker, middle linebacker.
Let's go. Yeah, he's a player.
What kind of player?
He can blitz. He can cover. He's an old school throwback run hits.
Is he like our guy from North Carolina State who was so injured?
Peyton Wilson. Peyton Wilson?
Yeah, except he's not hurt.
No, but I'm saying, is that kind of player?
Yeah,
like
yeah,
he's everywhere.
I think so. Absolutely. Yeah. Wilson might have been a little faster than what he is.
But he's
a good athlete. I mean, Jacob Rodriguez makes so many plays. Team captain, wife was in the military. There's been a lot on their relationship this year. Just a good overall dude. But I think he's an all-around phenomenal prospect.
Speaking of blitzing and linebackers, we were talking about this earlier with Overshown and how we haven't seen much of that, even though that seems like a no-brainer. That was like one of the things he did best just last year before the injury, right? Yeah. In the Zimmer scheme, he's blitzing and having a great success doing the Eagles game.
Yeah.
Yeah, seriously. And then especially with all the, just making it a little bit easier, just, hey, go use your explosiveness and just go get after the passer, not doing all this lateral agility type stuff and planning coverage and doing different things like that. Well, our buddy Skywalker Steele.
Yep, good dude.
He gave us kind of the numbers on this, and this is just all about Eberflus not putting guys in positions to succeed. Excuse me. When Zimmer realized what a weapon Overshown was as a blitzer, he blitzed him 51 times in 2024. This from Skywalker Steele. And Overshown had 5 sacks, 8 TFLs, 5 quarterback hits, and 20 pressures.
Jeez.
This year, obviously he's only played in a few games.
Small
but
sample size.
He's only blitzed twice.
Yeah. I'm surprised to see him twice.
Hello, McFly. Like,
it's a bit for reference.
Yeah,
I know. Absolutely knew that.
I'm just.
It's a bit for reference.
Thank you.
There we go. Yes. Lucius has got that on speed dial.
Get your damn hands off of her. Hey, when are we going to get the knowledge bombs and stuff back? Are we done with that, Lucius? Or are you peppering these guys with this? Is it just down on
I'm
the totem pole?
I'm scared to ask for anything right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, I hear you.
I ask and they look at me and just walk off at this point.
Every day you should just send a recurring mass email.
I'm scared of that.
Knowledge bomb?
That
question mark?
Yeah.
It's all it's got to read.
Yeah, there was no chance that was an interception. That ball's clearly moving.
Oh, you went back? Yeah. You seeing it?
I might as well be Terry McCauley guy.
I think they'd do a better job.
Paid well, I'm sure.
Yeah, I mean, you would crush it on that.
Yeah.
Now.
are you sure?
Yeah, so anyways, I just think like Eberflus and the way that he's running things, I know that they're going to be gun shy about moving on from a coordinator once again. But yeah. It's like, dude, if your defense is not going to be any good, then what difference does it make?
Collapse this thing, and that might change.
Yeah, if the defense continues to spiral.
Collapse this thing in the last 4.
I hope that Shoddy's going to save us, because I know the Joneses don't want to, but you get into those off-season meetings, I think Shoddy's going to be very influential. I think Shoddy's the best thing that's happened to the Jones boys since Jimmy Johnson.
I hope so, but I really don't think they're going to make a change. I think they're going to stress the continuity on this one.
I don't disagree with you there, but if you were, say, just to lose all 4 of the games, I mean.
Sure, like if it just bottoms out.
That's what I'm saying.
Like,
this thing collapses.
Maybe it
yeah.
forces their hand.
Yeah. Get lit up by Mariota.
I mean, the amount we've heard of 3 coordinators in 3 years, and they seem to really like Flus. Yeah. So I think.
But they wouldn't want to throw any shade at him midseason. Any shade.
No, they wouldn't.
They wouldn't. But I think they do really believe in this continuity thing.
Oh, no, you're not wrong. You're not wrong.
I'm just preparing myself for them to just give him another
You're not
chance.
Wrong, and I like what you're doing there.
I hope I am wrong, though.
Shoddy's convinced them we actually do need defensive tackles. I believe Shoddy is spelling out their weaknesses in team building, the way that they allocate a salary cap space. And I don't think he is going to stop at anything when it comes to raising this organization to a championship standard at every turn.
Yeah,
and there's no
right,
way.
Bro.
I mean, he was motivated enough to go in there in like, what, week 4, week 5? Like, he knows Eberflus isn't the right DC.
They need to let him hire his DC. I mean, that's a big issue with the way they want to hire coordinators.
It's a Scrooge McDuck miserly move of Jerry Jones to have Eberflus. He absolutely loves that Chicago has to pay the majority of his salary. Like, nothing makes him happier than saving a couple of million
that's
bucks.
That's fair assessment.
Yeah, that's another angle to it.
Bobby pointed this out. The Cowboys pressured Goff 4 times on his first 6 dropbacks, blitzed him 3 times, and then they pressured him 4 times over his next 29 dropbacks, and the Cowboys blitzed just 5 times.
Four-man
on
rush,
29.
Too. The 4-man
So it's just a bunch of malpractice. Okay, if I told you Jason Witten never had a season in Dallas under 8.4 yards per catch, okay? Jason Witten never had a season under 8.4
even his last
yards
couple.
Catch.
Yeah, I would have argued that last year that he came back.
Was it like
was
five?
Lower.
I thought it was 5 yards, 6 yards a pop there, wasn't it?
I was surprised when I saw this as well. Now, Walchuk, if you want to pull up the Pro Football Reference and confirm this.
I saw the same stat you're referencing here, but
I kind of feel like he was a 5 or 6 yard.
That kick. Last year was
pretty
rough.
That was rough. Yeah,
couldn't agree more. But Jake,
I know
Jake Ferguson is averaging 7.4 yards per reception this season. So Witten was never under 8.4, and Ferguson is sitting there at 7.4 this year. And so I don't know that he's completely incapable of doing things down the field because you see elements of that still. Mm-hmm. And they just I don't know if it's something about the offense that they just love. To throw it to him like at the
backwards.
Line of scrimmage. Yeah, backwards. That was
I'll tell you one thing. So Dak stupid. Loves to throw it to him on 3rd and 22.
Yeah.
Yeah, for 6 yards.
I'm seeing so many throw it to Schoonmaker or somebody 3rd and 22. It always seems to go to one of those guys.
So Witten's last year 8.9 yards per reception. Yards per target was 6.4,
That's
which is the
I
lowest
thought,
of his career. Well, outside of his rookie year, it was also 6.4.
I mean, I feel like he wanted to lose that weight. He told us to get faster. You know, I think he knows that he needs to be getting down there and making plays more. But, you know, at the same time, like fighting for the extra yards and all that is probably contributing to fumbles. You know, I think we all love having Jake Ferguson on the show, and he's a top 12, top 15 tight end, but there's limitations to it. And I think if you want to get those yards, it's going to be more air yards than him running. So what happened to the seam where he's a crash test dummy? You know, I want more of that. I want more.
Well, he said teams
throws.
Are trying to take him that away. Now, yeah. He did make that one awesome catch last night.
He did.
But, yeah, he did note that, like, teams are trying to take the seam away. Good God. Okay, so at Vegas, Witten's last, like, real last year?
Ooh.
4.3.
How many games
that
did
was,
let him
that
play?
That was yards a game.
Was games.
Yards a game?
Was it?
Yeah. Yards a game.
Yeah.
He was catching was the ball 3. Inches at a time. 4.3?
Yeah.
17 catches in 16 games.
Dude.
For how many total yards?
Sounds like about 80.
69. He was 5.3 yards a catch. He did have 2 touchdowns, but yeah, it was just awful.
Gosh. I mean, Dak was keeping his career alive.
Yeah, that was brutal.
Speaking of careers being alive, did you see LeBron James was finally held under 10 points?
I did.
Last night, 4 of 17 from the field.
And he's making up some excuse today that he's got foot arthritis. I think that's a clear sign you're probably too old to play basketball anymore.
Arthritis on the injury report is as old of an injury as you could possibly
have.
Holy
hell, arthritis. Out, arthritis.
That is tough sledding right there.
Yeah, Luka was out. I think Reeves dropped like 44. Like LeBron's maybe the third or fourth best player on the team.
What has happened to Austin Reeves? I felt like he fell off last year, and now all of a sudden he's back way up.
Contract year, baby. My guy's locked in.
Sam Williams status.
He's ready to go get some serious bag.
I think it's LeBron being out too.
Like, yeah,
you know, and to LeBron's credit, he is making himself be the one that defers now. Like, it's not my show. You know, it's been my show the last couple of years. We can't get out of the first round. It's time to hand it off to the young guys and not be like that old head that's clinging to the past. So salute to him for being self-aware, unlike Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah. Well, let's go ahead and. Get our minds right for some Mavs basketball tonight.
Let's do this.
At the Cosm.
Yes.
And Walchuk.
Oh, sweet. I can't believe it.
In Grandscape, we're ready to rock and roll.
This is going to be awesome. I'm excited
for
tonight. We
got UNT, Mavs. This
I
is going to be a
Mavs
fun night.
I think the Mavs are going to get their ass kicked, but I'm just excited to watch it on the screen.
If the Mavs win this game, I'm dropping Team Tank on Monday. It's
okay.
Out of here.
Finals?
Let's just see what happens.
No,
he didn't shut it down.
I'll see what happens.
Yeah, he did. He left the finals door
cracking
open.
Cracking that door open.
Although we got
Nemhard.
Did we get Bad Lively injury news today?
Yeah, I think my guy.
Ever...
It was yesterday.
My guy might have to retire at the age of 20.
They said they don't know anything further.
That foot might have to be.
It's sore and it's
on ice for a long time.
Man, he is the next Tyson Chandler. We just got to wait 8 years.
I'm really upset.
And then get him hooked up with Casey Smith.
Yeah,
Casey Smith, please come back.
He can come back and win a finals.
And all will be good. We're live at Tolbert Garage Door in Mesquite off of 30. We're coming back to Cross with the Fan after dark. See what they have cooking here for on a Friday night coming up next in the Nation.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Thank you very much, Lucius. And thanks to Tolbert Garage Door here in Mesquite Off 30 for having us out. If you have any garage door needs, think of nobody else than Colby Tolbert and the folks here at Tolbert Garage Door.
He's the GOAT.
Yeah, an amazing Tolo as well, so...
And his man cave here is second to none. It's worth just stopping in to just hang out and play a game of pool, honestly.
Yes. And if you can do that in the next couple of minutes, we got a Tolo back window decal for you as we get ready for the Fan After Dark with Fred and Blake. Gentlemen, how we doing?
Fantastic, phenomenal, elated.
Right on. What do you have planned for tonight's show?
4 hours of breaking down the Cowboys special team issues and how they weren't the team we thought they were.
Pretty much.
Not going to be 4 hours of North Texas
Tulane
Green updates.
Tulane kicking ass? Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
the hell's your problem,
Fred?
I heard you guys. All right. Okay.
I heard you. Talking, you know, it's easy to talk all that smack when you guys are on remote. That's all I'm saying.
Freddy. Okay.
Like I said.
Spoken like a true loser.
Well, I appreciate it. Congrats on winning G-Bag of the Day, dude. It was a fine performance.
Did we win?
Good battle. Yeah.
Yeah, we voted for Blake.
Okay. I'll take it. All right. You guys going to vote for it on Monday after you get that ass whooped tonight?
Wow. It's not going to be an ass whooping, Fred.
Yeah, we'll see.
It's going to be a very, very competitive
loss. You'd
know
all about those, wouldn't you?
John Summerall unite. Come on. No, I'm pulling for you guys, really.
Oh, no, you're not.
No, you're not.
Just like you pull for the Cowboys, Rangers, Mavs, and Stars, huh?
I do. No, I absolutely do. No, we were just nobody. I've never been rage baited like.
No, it's pretty
with
incredible
Blake
troll
Elliott.
Job.
No, Blake Elliott is the is an expert, and you know I keep telling myself I'm not gonna let it happen this time, and then eventually it does.
I have to get creative on how to get
under
his skin.
He does. He quit rage baiting me about the Chiefs. Then we kind of segued into North Texas. And I don't even know how that even happened. So
your school's bad. It was an easy pickings.
There he goes again.
What about the thing that? Again. What about the thing that Blake was talking about around the water cooler the other day about benching Mahomes for this Texans game because he's just scared of
oh,
the,
you're like
the
three
Texans
linemen are going to be out.
Rush.
So like, why even play Mahomes?
But I think that's a great idea.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you guys, I mean, are you guys trying to lose your credibility or what?
It happened long ago.
No, Fred. Hey, Fred, listen.
Look, don't. You already look. I'm not the kid. Fred. I'm not the Oklahoma fan, bro. Okay, let's. I'm not gonna.
Shout
let
out
you,
to Gabe,
Gabriel, whatever the hell his name was. I'm not taking that heat.
Fred, that's okay. Then just lose all the games and get your quarterback hurt. Okay,
maybe. Maybe.
Fred, be honest with yourself. Your team is going nowhere. Nowhere. You sat there with your own eyes and had like three plates of food and watched them play like ass.
Okay, first of all, only had one. Okay, only had one plate of food.
Only one? That's disappointing, Fred.
It's the plates of food and it's the fat ass, okay?
It's a rough year being a Chiefs fan, especially after what
You know what? To be honest with you, I hope he drops back, and you know what I hope? You know what I
don't
hope.
Don't
say it. I'm not going to say it.
The Chiefs are
I'm not going to say it.
Ryan Broaddus.
I'm not going to say it.
That is Brian Broaddus.
I'm not saying it.
I've got Pat Mahomes Sr.'s cell phone number. That's all I'm saying.
Global Zone.
How hammered is he right now?
No, he's sober now. Remember? Because remember, he almost got into it with John Rocker a few months ago.
He
remember?
But he was supposed to be sober before that.
Do what?
He was supposed to already be sober that he got into it with Rocker. Yeah. I don't know. Is he really?
I saw him sipping on Coors in the Miller Lite West Plaza of AT&T Stadium.
Was he?
Yeah.
So we're chain smoking heaters.
That's light beer. Doesn't count.
I do love when he said, "I'm smoking on that Joe Burrow."
That's legendary.
Those were happier Chiefs days. Those were happier Chiefs days, is what those were. I'm so. Man, are you serious though? He was really drinking some pops.
No, I don't know if he was. Okay. He was taking a bunch of photos though. I know that all the Chiefs fans were hyped to see him.
Oh, they love Pat Senior.
You doing all right today though, Fred?
I mean, I'm swell. You know, it's a Friday. We had last night off. It was, obviously the game didn't go the way we were hoping. My parlays didn't hit. I mean, you know, I'm thinking, okay, I get the Flournoy anytime touchdown. Pickens, that's easy money.
Nope.
Fred, your life's a country song.
It is a country. You know what? I'm. What is that? What's that song? Neon Room or whatever the hell that song is by Brooks and Dunn?
Neon Moon.
Neon Room. Whatever. Close enough. I feel like I'm in a neon room right now.
that's an all-time song, Fred.
That's right.
First I've heard of it.
You've never heard Neon Moon?
No, I'll have to look it up on my way.
You've heard it. Oh,
I could see Fred hitting that on a karaoke.
Come on, you know Neon Moon. Everybody's heard that. Even non-country people like me know what exactly. Hell, Choppy did a parody
Rangers.
Of it. Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so I've heard it. I just don't know the name of it.
You've heard the tune.
You know it. You know if you heard it.
All right, gentlemen. Well, have a great night. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, boys. Same
go
to you.
Go Mean Green.
Go Mean Green.
Go Mean Green.
Rock Chalk, Jayhawk. Hopefully they can get off the mat. You know, I heard they lost two last night. Appreciate you guys. There they go. Fred and Blake. Trying to rage bait him one last time. Didn't work. Thanks to Lucius Alexander, the pimp got master control. 75-635. Just went 5 flawless like it was nothing. Thanks to Broaddus and Woolchuck and Chiafalo. Ross Lebinski, remote engineering. Thanks to Colby Tolbert for having us out here at Tolbert Garage Door in Mesquite. You have garage door issues anywhere in North Texas, give these guys a call. Till tomorrow at 2, you're going home with the G-Bag Nation. At ease.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business.
It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.